The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, with your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. Our show is all about you, why you are here, and how to unlock your higher level of consciousness. It's time to live the best, most enjoyable life on earth. Now, here is Jessica Ahlstrom.
Hello and welcome to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, CEO of Transcendence Wellness Center and Vice President of the Board of Directors for Transcendence Academy, the new paradigm in education for children. I could not be more excited about today's show. I have one of my favorite people here, Quan Tracy Cherry. Quan Tracy Cherry is JD, owner and founder of Belief Is Not Required. He's an astrologist and an intuitive life coach. Quan and I met in November when we opened Transcendence Wellness Center, and we were looking for the best astrologer in town, and of course we found Quan. And he came in to the center and sat down and pretty much changed our lives in about 5-10 minutes. He did a reading with us called Venus Star and pretty much told us about the direction of our company, where it was headed, the teams that we had, the people that we had, individual information for ourselves. And it was right on the money. So pretty much everything that he predicted that was going to happen in the next 30 days did. And if anybody knows, you know, the energy that's going on right now, it's all been crazy and it's all been fantastic. So when he gets on, we'll have to talk a little bit about that, especially some details. And I know that he's going to be doing some forecasting. Welcome, Quan.
Okay. I'm
glad you're here. So tell us what you've been working on, Quan, right, this last 6-8 months.
Oh, well, basically, a lot of things that have been coming together for me have to deal with the Venus Star Point. And it's a new system that was created by Ariel Gutman, author of Mythic Astrology and also Venus Star Rising. I mean, the book came out about 3 years ago now, 4 years ago. And it's just the alignment of the sun, which is one's consciousness, which we know is our birth date, Venus, which represents joy and pleasure and love and relationships and connection, and the earth, you know, where this drama is being played out. Mm-hmm. These three energies align once every 9 months. So the one that happens while you're in the intrauterine, before your birth, sets up your passions, your talents, what you have to offer to the world. And Venus traces this dance in between the sun and earth. It's 5 points every 8 years. And it shows a pentagram. And it's so exciting as an astrologer to get a language within a language that helps you really understand. Because, you know, Jessica, the clients that we see want to know why were they born? What are their particular gifts? What are their talents?
Absolutely.
The Venus Star Point shows those talents. And so I've been working on different systems of integrating it with the astrological chart, with the I Ching, you know, Chinese oracle of the 64 verses, and connecting that with, well, why are people here? Mm-hmm. And the next Venus star is in August. And once we get to the part where we talk about what we can expect for the future, I'll go over it more. And the other thing I've been working on is that my office is shifting from the crossroads to Jade Bamboo, which is in Mission, Kansas. So in May, I'll be making a shift of office space as well. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about how you got into astrology, because I know you've been doing this for a while.
Yes, and my undergrad is in financial accounting, so I was a real numbers person, and it's something very compelling to have a balance sheet balance, right? And then a friend of mine gave me a book in numerology, which is the quality of numbers. By the end of the day, I was doing numerological charts for everybody who would let me. And then that led to getting my first deck of tarot cards, which in 3 months I had ordered a computer program and I was drawing my own astrology charts. And
wow.
I just knew that's what I wanted to do. And other than studying with Ariel, I'm fully self-taught as an astrologer, just reading everything that I could get my hands on, specifically books written by the consular astrologers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had the good fortune of starting my astrological study when there were a number of consulars and therapists who were integrating astrology and psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now with the advent of coaching, it's easier for people to see and use this. Although I'm starting to describe myself more as a spiritual advocate, that I'm advocating and representing the planetary energies
for
the person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not about predestination.
Right.
It's about really co-creating with your highest self, which is represented by one of the representations, is through the planets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I've had my charts done, but never like an experience with you. You are very intuitive too. So you have kind of that whole bag there. So, what else? I'm reading here a little bit about some other stuff you're doing. You're doing a workshop that's coming up in Santa Fe. Is that right?
Yes, one of the people that will be presenting at their workshop, Catherine, she came up with the word play shop, because she
like
said
that
Venus is not really about work, although Venus does have her ability to bring in and magnetize what she wants, but it's about the passion and understanding the joy of self-expression. And so this Santa Fe workshop from August 4th through the 7th is going to include not only the author of Venus Star Rising, Ariel Gutman, but also another astrologer, Ann Ornerly from out of New York, who will bring in some of her experiential information around the Venus Star and finding one's own personal passions, not only for your work, but also within relationship as well. And it'll be a centering on people. See, a lot of times when you see things like this, Jessica, people think that they need to have a working knowledge of astrology.
Mm-hmm.
But the beautiful thing of the Venus star point is all we need is one's birth date.
Wow.
And then we look up where it is, where it happened before your birth, and then we can talk about what you have to give to the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'll give you a quick example. It's Oprah Winfrey was born on one of those, like I said, every 9 months, the sun, Venus, and Earth align. She was born on an alignment, an evening star alignment, which means communal consensus building. The lover side of Venus is the evening star. And it's in the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius is about communicating to the planet. It's about really bringing large amounts of information to the masses. And this is a woman who is one of the richest women on the planet, but yet she has no planets in the earth signs that tend to delineate wealth, Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn. So the Venus star has a really powerful influence, even when we might use traditional astrology, and look what some of the things that she's created in her life by following her passion for communication.
Absolutely.
And honest, transparent knowledge.
Wow.
So,
that is so cool. I think that's what it's all about. We're in the age of integration. So any information that we have about ourselves that can bring those pieces back home, that can help us on our journey, is where it's at. It's all about being the message and bringing oneself into wholeness. And this is amazing. This is awesome. So you're also, yeah, you also do tarot in your work, right?
Pardon me?
You also do the tarot cards in your work, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, tell us a little bit how that differs between like future telling and information.
Okay. I see that the way that I like to describe the difference between astrology and tarot is that astrology is the actual roadmap. You know, I can look at any point in time and space and say, hey, these are the things that you need to look out for. This is the wave of energy that is delineating which way for you to go or not go. And then when we used to have to go into the gas station to ask for directions, I saw the cards as the gas station that you go in and you say, if I go in this direction, what will I likely see? If I go in that direction, what will I likely see? So the Tarot act is this spontaneous cut guide of what it is that you're asking. So if you're looking, like if you want to do your accounting program, you go to QuickBooks. If you want to write something for your blog, you might go to WordPress or go to your word processing program.
I gotcha.
But Tarot, Jessica, you still tell the cards what type of template you want. So I have a relationship layout of cards. If you want to talk about your relationship, if you want to talk about the different areas of your life, just the influences, then I have a spread for that. Then there's a horoscope spread. And I've had some, you know, consultants and business consultants, well-meaning business consultants, suggest that I might charge less for the tarot than astrology, but time is time. And that's like treating your child, one child differently than the other. but I love it because the astrology leads to another detail. Where the tarot, I can flip over 7-10 cards and you get an answer immediately.
Wow. So it's kind of like the more of the GPS system for the roadmap.
Yes, it's your global positioning system within the spirit realm.
So very important piece there.
Yes, because you need to know, but you have to ask the question. And I don't know about you, Jessica, but sometimes people can get really, you know, sometimes clients can get really dependent on getting the answer. And I really attempt to help my clients understand that it's the person who's asking the question. It's the question that informs how we do our work. Because, yeah, we can sit and say, meet someone. How often have you met a young woman that is 20 years old or something? And she said, well, how many children am I going to have?
Right.
And you go like, you do know how children are made, right?
Right. Exactly. Well, and just, yeah. I mean, looking at that from a quantum perspective, it's like, well, it depends on what you're thinking and feeling, you know, whatever probabilities you line up with. I mean, obviously, there's some definites written in the stars, but it's all still choice, right?
Yes. And and in astrology, I heard you talk about when I came back on, the intuitive side with me, I think that the astrology chart is what has honed my intuition in the sense that it was already there. And then the chart gives me those symbols to kind of highlight it. And that's one of the reasons why I'm moving, you know, to this new office, because one of the practitioners there is a medium in of herself. So I'm feeling that her energy will, you know, lend itself to my development and more trust of that side of myself as well.
Yeah. Well, and being intuitive myself, it comes down to one word, and that's trust. I believe that as soon as you trust completely that higher perspective of yourself, then we are all the medium and we are all the intuitives. So, and I think that that's where you've been doing this for a while. How many years have you been doing this professionally, Quan?
Professionally, full-time, it's been 19 and a half. And then I see the professional side. Oh, I must have started 1989, so about 26, 27 years.
So that's some trust right there, obviously.
Yeah, because I mean, I really tried to do other things. I mean, I went to law school, got a license to practice law. Knew in law school, Jessica, I didn't want to do it because it's just no joy.
Right.
no joy.
Right.
And Venus is all about joy. And so, I'm very pleased at how my life has turned and the direction it's taken.
That's awesome.
I really am.
That's great. So what is the I Ching about? Because you were saying something about that as well.
The I Ching is an ancient Chinese oracle. It's called the Book of Changes. And you can either pull sticks or throw coins. The easiest is to throw three pennies. And it's a binary system. And you throw the coin, three coins six times, and you get a verse, which is called a hexagram. And there are 64 of those. And it can be lower or upper, you know, hexagram. And this is where the Venus star came in to help, because Venus can either be morning star, which is she's rising before the sun rises. And the Venus morning star is the human affairs side of the I Ching. The first three lines are about instinct and self-interest and individual endeavors. And then the upper three lines are cosmic ideals, which is the more evening star aspect of Venus. And that's social consciousness, wisdom, and authority. So these six lines, whether they're male or female, yang or yin, inform the verse that you read. And if it's excessive yang, it shifts into yin and vice versa. And so you can get two verses to read. So it's sort of like your own oracle, not sort of like it is. And it gives you a meditative tool. And it's just a fascinating supplement to my work. And I love it because it's eccentric. It's like the tarot cards, but more structured in terms of what you are led to read and meditate upon.
So it's just one more tool for our toolbox. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Very cool.
Definitely.
That's nice how that's all coming together. So when someone would come to you for a session, we got about 30 seconds before we take a break. But when we get back, we'll kind of talk about, you know, what a session with you is like, and I'll kind of tell a little bit about my experience. I haven't even had a full session with you, so I need you to get over here. But I'll tell a little bit about my story with you, and then we'll take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll finish up this conversation.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self. Fire up your own intuitive abilities and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, and I am with Quan Tracy Cherry. Welcome back, Quan.
Welcome. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
We have just been talking before the break about just, you know, everything from how you got into all this work to what you've been doing over the last, you know, 20 years. And obviously you're just like me. You're just a student forever, right? Just constantly studying.
Yes. I mean, a perpetual student, it's like my favorite, my yoga teacher talks about that it's a yoga practice, not a yoga perfect.
Right.
And I see that with my work, that as an astrologer, intuitive, advocate, however you want to label it, it's a constant learning process.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually enjoy working with the different types of personalities and people that come my way.
Absolutely. And it's for us as teachers, it's also seeing the shift, the energy shift on the planet. I think that everything is a lot easier now. I mean, as far as our work, just the way things show up, the energy that's there waiting, it's like we don't have that time buffer. So the information that's coming through, it seems so much faster and efficient. Yeah, we're cleaning up our shadows and we're integrating. And that's why I love astrology for our clients when they come in, because it's, like I said, it's just that one, it's that big piece of, you know, why am I here? What is the point of all of this? And then you do a lot of past life work too, right? In the charts?
Exactly. And there's an aspect, it's called the North and South Node of the Moon. And the Moon sign also can show a lot about what your past is done. But each planet in the chart, Jessica, can be read through a past life evolutionary lens, in the sense that not only why am I here, but what's my life purpose? Mm-hmm. And I don't get caught up in the good and bad. I mean, that's not, you know, when Venus is working through the sign of Virgo, she may be wearing a corset, but she's still the goddess of love. She's still beautiful and pleasurable, even if the energies do come off in a more reserved or suppressed manner. So it's not a negative. It's just you need to work with what you got, right?
Right, and it's not really anything such as good and bad. It's just the experience, correct?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I was just saying that most of my clients, you know, are coming to see me out of, no, let me back up. I make the stipulation or the supposition that everyone who comes to see me is looking to enhance their intuitive and psychic gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they wouldn't really be interested in what I do. Now, that doesn't mean that they want to read their own tarot card, but they are looking for, I think, better road signs, or the ability to read those road signs on their map. And if you know that there's a part of your chart that is going to show unconscious habitual behavior, where you're more likely to react to life instead of respond, then that's helpful when you're in an argument with your sweetie. That's my ex.
It's personal understanding, because I think that for us, you know, we come in and we have this purpose and we have this theme, and we get all lost, and you know, we get into, like, you becoming a lawyer. It's like that wasn't about your joy. Lost. You know, that might have been in the form of service, you thought, but at the end of the day, it was about the numbers and joy, you know, and we get distracted along the way based, you know, what people think we should do and what we think we should be doing. And I love these sessions, because it's almost like it's a reconnection with that authentic self. It's like it resonates on such a deep level. It gives people permission to kind of follow their unique path that they came here to follow.
Exactly. And if we're all following our higher path, then it's room for everyone. It's room for for all different types of personalities and spirits, because we're not bumping into each other in the same negative old ways.
Right, yeah. And we're not lost in comparison and what we should be doing with our life. And I mean, that's, to me, it's freedom. Because, you know, I do a lot of workshops. Actually, all of my workshops are about tools. You know, I'm not a philosopher. I'm not someone who's going to stand up and say this is how it is. It's like, I want to teach this is how you do it. You know, and these sessions are one more aspect of, no, you, that gut instinct that you had, you should be following it, you know, and everything about you is correct. Mm-hmm. It's all charted. So what's the difference? Between like that, the soul or the higher self in the chart interpretation?
I use those words interchangeably. Okay. In terms of the soul and the higher self. Just because I think the subtle distinctions, but it starts to become more of an intellectual exercise, and you miss, you know, but the soul in the chart, the higher self in the chart, is the aspect of your north node of the moon, your, what I call your evolutionary gift, what you're here, because I see the soul as defining, why we're here and how we are to grow. So the soul will place us into different situations that our ego may not like in mm-hmm. order to get us to evolve, to grow. And another analogy I like to use is that it brings us our favorite food that's also healthy.
Mm.
So the north node of the moon is where it's our most uncharted territory. So if the soul is about evolution, it's going to conspire to move us in that direction. Like, for instance, my north node or my evolutionary gift is in the sign of Leo, which is mm-hmm. about heart and play and passion and authentic expression of spirit. My past life symbol, or the place where I already know things and have, where there is very little evolution going on, is in the sign of Aquarius. Well, Aquarius is about objectivity and object knowing and learning things that provide a certain scientific basis and logical basis for living. Well, every time I went to become a practicing lawyer, it was going to my past life or south node. And mm-hmm. that's why spirit, my higher self, just blocked that. I mean, Jessica, I passed the bar. My son was born on May 2nd. I got the results back that I passed the bar on May 3rd. And then on May 10th, I got offered a job working for the city of Seattle, mm-hmm. due to start in July. Got sworn in June. July came around, and the city of Seattle said, we had a budget reorganization. Can you start in October?
Wow.
Now, meanwhile, I'm doing astrology all along on the side and working a job at the Seattle Times and Seattle University. So I'm working different jobs based on my undergrad degree. And by then, my partner at the time, she wanted to move out of the state to come back to Iowa City. And it was, do I follow my child, which is mm-hmm. Leo? Leo is your personal creativity. Or do I stay in Washington State where my law license is? Well, I moved to Iowa and didn't look back.
Right.
And I've been blessed ever since. It's been a consistent opening of, and I would have to say, and I know you do this because I've heard you and how you talk to people, is that when your heart is activated and you're authentic, the bridges are open. The bridges are constructed for you. And the bridge I'm talking about is that bridge between the lower self, which is nothing bad in the lower self. We just get caught up in the attachments that it sometimes wants. But it's the bridge between the lower and higher selves. Mm-hmm. That you can see yourself as co-creator, cause agent of your existence. It's not happening to you. You are you. You are doing it mm-hmm. through the expression of your spirit.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. And that's what we're seeing more and more as people are stopping in that fork in the road and they're making those decisions.
Yes. And it's getting more, you know, in some ways you can say it's getting more fashionable to have an intuitive or an astrologer or whatever. And that's fine if people want to trend us up like that. But it's starting to be more acceptable to say, oh, yeah, I ran this by my intuitive coach, or I meditate as a form of echotherapy, in outside on my lunch hour, where, people, you can hear it. I was even watching I don't know what the show was, but one of the characters said, is Mercury in retrograde? Because we're having a problem with communication.
Oh, my God. I know. It's so mainstream now. Yep.
Yeah. So,
and I think that's a product of the world waking up and, we're no longer that taboo, the voodoo, we're not even new age. We're not even spirituality more. We're just authentic selves. I mean, I think that I've even taken it like I'm not a spiritual teacher. I'm a teacher that literally, is there to hold the mirror so that you can see your true self. And I'm going to hold your hand for a couple minutes and I'm going to, help you out with some tools and I'm going to help you out in the right direction. And that's kind of what transcendence is about, is just it's a one big toolbox. And we're not creating spiritual codependency here. We're creating, people who feel safe enough to heal and have enough information about themselves that they can take it to the next level. And I think that's what it's all about, it is natural now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, and I like that phrase, spiritual codependency. It's not about that. It's about you have to, just like we DIY, do it yourself, our projects for our home when we want to improve them. Well, how much more should we do that for the metaphorical, our spiritual homes, that we invest in our authentic selves? So I wholeheartedly agree with what you just said.
Yes, absolutely. And it's all back to, the old days, like you were going back to the metaphor of the house. It's like you can't paint that kitchen and fix the foundation. It's time to fix the foundation. And so, I do a ton of shadow work here. We're integrating. And that's another piece that astrology is it's bringing those aspects of ourselves that we keep attracting in these patterns, whether it's these negative relationships or the money issues or the inconsistent health, and really kind of going back in there and saying, okay, so you created this. You might not have been conscious when you created it, but here's some tools, and I know that your work doing a lot of past life work and the charts really is part of that big toolbox. So are you seeing with a lot of people that you're meeting with recently that they are attracting both their greatest joys and their scariest fears? Because I know I'm seeing that.
I'm seeing a number of people who have been frozen, parts of their life have been frozen, and it's thawing out where that they're seeing where their wounds.
Yep.
They have a certain story attached to the wound, and my job now I'm looking at about to say my job as a midwife,
right,
is to help you. I'm going into that metaphor to help you birth a part of your being that you've been stuck in, and because since October 25th. We've been in a Venus star, evening star, so we're all trying to look at how we are connected in terms of the lover poetic side of ourselves, and it's been in the sign of Scorpio. So we've been looking at shared resources. And the shadow of Scorpio is control and paranoia, and so we're looking at how can we face that darkness and that shadow that you're talking about empathically. What does the shadow really feel? Where did it come from? And how can we illuminate it without getting attached to the healer or the person who helped us rid ourselves of that attachment? Yeah.
Exactly. And putting the power back in within, you know, one of the things that I'm noticing is just collectively, you know, being able to go into the quantum field and look, it's like we're collectively playing out old collective shadows as well. You know, authority issues, persecution, self-judgment, and we're playing that out collectively, obviously, on the planet, but individually it's happening in our relationships and with our bodies, and that is something that when people can look within and take responsibility for that, that's when I notice the shadows heal very quickly, or at least they just line up with that, you know, they become light. So it's like that alchemy process. And I think we're all moving into that process very quickly with the energy on the planet. Is that correct?
Yes. The analogy I like to use is that, you know, in terms of our thought to creation, if we were driving down a highway, let's say that maybe 8 years ago, we were driving at 40 miles an hour. From what we would think, and then things would manifest. Now we're breaking at least 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know, in the sense that it's creating so quickly. And some of that is even the tools of technology that we have in terms of, you know, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all of the ways in which we can, and texting, all the ways that we can communicate with each other so quickly.
Yes.
That it changes the possibilities, the quantum field of possibilities, as you
said. Absolutely. And it's the instant information. I mean, there isn't anything that we can't get our hands on in a couple of clicks. So that's where we all can be amazing students and learn pretty much just from hopping online. You know, I look at the field, and I mean, the internet to me looks exactly like what the fourth dimension. It's like a super highway for information, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, I will go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I just realized that as you were talking about the shadow and the creation of the shadow, I mean, we can even place that into, you know, what's been happening in Baltimore, Maryland for the past several days in terms of understanding the cycles of events
that occur
when a section of the population is splintered or the shadow is projected upon this population. And a fun fact that's not so fun when it manifests is that, you know, the Venus cycles in every 8 years. Well, 48 years ago in the summer of 1967, there were the National Guard being called in July in Detroit, Michigan, and it was due to police brutality. And so we're looking at Venus having a stronger effect on human affairs this summer. And we're a little bit ahead of the game because we're only in April, May.
Yeah.
The workshop that I did in February around the Chinese New Year of the Sheep, which is what we're in right now.
Quan, we're going to take a quick break. We're actually going to take a break in about 10 seconds, and I want you to finish your story because this is exactly what I've been working through right now. So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and finish this conversation.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self, fire up your own intuitive abilities, and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back to Transcendence Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, and I wanted to just give our website real quick, www.transcendencekc.com, if you're interested in looking at any of the services or workshops that we offer, or look at us up at Facebook, www.facebook.com/transcendencekc, and our phone number is 913-387-4631. Kwan, why don't you go ahead and give everybody your website so everybody can maybe...
Sure. It's www.beliefisnotrequired. That's beliefisnotrequired.com. And phone number is 816-931-0010. That's 816-931-0010.
Awesome.
So that's the best way to get in touch with me. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So I want you to wrap up your story because we were kind of talking a little bit about the collective energy and how it's manifesting in things like Baltimore and other places all around the world.
In terms of realizing that, you know, whole peoples can carry the shadow of a nation. And so, you know, blacks, African Americans have carried the shadow of this nation, of the United States, just similar to Jews carrying the shadow in Nazi Germany in the 30s.
Absolutely.
And so what happens is that when it's split off like that, you have a people that feel disenfranchised. I mean, if we're talking 30, some estimates say 30% of black men in that area were not employed. Some say it's as high as 50%. Well, you look up and you have all of this information saying what you could have, but you have no way of actually getting there and or getting the work to have it. And with the Venus star every 8 years, and with we've got 1967, which is an 8 year 48 years. And then we can go back to 1943, which is 72 years. There was also riots in the sheep year in Detroit as well. So I was already attuned to expecting something. I just didn't expect it to be this soon. So we still have June. We still have June, July, August. And I'm not wanting to predict this kind of unrest. But we do have in our country, which the United States, July 4th, 1776, we are a morning star nation, which morning star is the warrior side of Venus. And it seems like we've been in Afghanistan for 14 years. And we are a warrior nation in terms of the military-industrial complex. And so if we would just take some of those resources and apply it to our own peoples, what kind of world could we have? What kind of, because I'll tell you, I think the United States, we will eventually have, we're in the throes of our own fall from grace at this point. In terms of our power structure of showing up one way and not following through authentically. What's a fun fact, a collateral thing that happened with the birther movement with President Obama, who was then Senator Obama, you know, he put his birth certificate on his website. So we astrologers were just over the moon.
Oh, I bet.
no pun intended. Because we were able to not have any guesswork about this man's natal chart. And his north node, one of the ways that I really knew that he would be the president is that his evolutionary direction in his chart aligned perfectly with the evolutionary direction of the United States. And that's in the sign of Leo. And when you have that energy of Leo as an evolutionary direction, the authenticity of the fire sign cannot be underestimated.
Mm.
In the sense that, because fire, the Aries, Leo, and Sag, Jessica, they have to show up and exhibit through action and deed what their philosophies of life are.
Yes.
And when they don't, and so as a nation, if we really want to be the superpower, we have to take care of all of our citizens, not just a select few. And the wealth in what we don't talk about, one of the shadows in our nation is the wage difference.
Oh, right. I know.
I mean, and that's what this summer is also going to be about is, so if I had any prognostication around your personal resources, it would be to invest and expand as we go up into July 25th. And that's when Venus goes retrograde on July 25th. And when she retrogrades, she does kind of her own revaluation of what things are worth.
Mm-hmm.
And so you spend that 6-week period of time from July 25th to September 6th, rebuilding, reevaluating, putting your money into education, skill building, trades, your health care. And because she's going to go retrograde at the very first degree of Virgo. Virgo's a fix-it sign. Virgo's the one that'll go to the estate sale, buy the antique, remake it, and put it in his living room.
So, yeah.
So Virgo is not about going out and buying something new. It's about taking care of and repairing what you already have.
That's
and
interesting.
So, go ahead. Yeah.
No, that's just
so
interesting.
That's what
this summer's
about.
Yeah, and you said July, and we are actually, I don't know if you were aware of this, but we are opening a school for children, and we're using all of this self-awareness and self-authentic, basically intuitive teachings, and we're putting them into a school for children, and we open registration in July. And
okay.
It's a big deal. I mean, it's something that I've been wanting to do for years now, being a mom, and seeing the education system so broken, we're going to teach everything from self-love to stillness to numerology from a very, very mm-hmm. young age to just really solidify that intuitive higher perspective in learning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just interesting to hear that, you know, we're right in alignment, you know, as far as like what we're doing.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Know that because of Venus. See, when people hear retrograde, Jessica, they tend to get their hackles up and they get all afraid. And what I really want to impress upon people is that the retrograde means that the planet is moving very slowly in relationship to the Earth. So Venus would say spend 3 to 4 weeks in one area of the sky. When she retrogrades, she spends 4 months in that area.
Mm.
And so because she's going to be in the Virgo Leo slice of the sky, the Virgo is getting the skills to be of service to your family and the community and the planet. And the Leo represents the child in all of us. So the fact that Transcendence Wellness is going to be educating the future generations, yeah, this astrologer can say categorically that you're spot on in terms of the timing of proliferating this. Because when Venus slows down and goes retrograde, people stop and they want to value something that's more spiritual, that's more individualized, that they literally slow down to look at, well, is this worthwhile? Where if she's moving in her normal motion, we get caught up in cooking dinner, we get caught up in hopefully squeezing our sweeties or whatever it might
mm-hmm.
be.
Paying bills, right?
Yeah, paying yep. bills. But when she slows down, we say, wow, I want to do something I want to have an experience of joy. I don't want to necessarily buy joy.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, my business does tend to flourish during a retrograde Venus time period because my business is still, well, our business is still unusual. It's still off the beaten path for numbers of people, but they're more likely to come in during that time period. Mm-hmm. So look back to see what your business was doing in January of 2014, mm-hmm. December 13, January 14, February 14. That was the last time Venus was in retrograde. And you may be able to see some patterns as to what you were trying to put into focus coming back into fruition now. The other thing I would tell everybody who's listening, look at the summer of 2007. What were some of the things that you were deciding in terms of your skill set, your educational background, your health and wellness, and your ability to really understand the value of money? Because that's when we had that global financial crisis.
That's right.
Was in the housing market was in 2007. Mm-hmm. And Venus is going to be in the same area of the sky that she was then. So the advice that I would have for anybody or the council is that it's really about discerning true intention with true value. So you do not, it's not so much that you got to go into this buyer beware thing, but it is important to be more wary. But if you're off your authenticity, if you're not coming in truly aligned, then you're more likely to attract a shadow situation that either takes from you, sort of like a spiritual identity theft, or you invest in things that are not valuable because you want to get rich quick.
Right.
Instead of getting prosperity smartly and over an incremental time period. But I just think that if we're talking about the educational dates for the summer that are spot on, it's July 1st, August 4th, and then the last one is October 25th. And by getting to the October 25th date, that's where, yeah, there's some bumps in the road. But the bumps in the road come from Saturn. And Saturn will show you when you're out of integrity, when you're trying to do something without, you know, his totem animal, Saturn and Capricorn, their totem animal is the mountain goat, one of them. And, you know, they go methodically up the mountain. They're not running up a mountain. You know, they're going up step by step, or there's a place in which there's a method to their scaling those peaks. And I just know that I think our biggest challenge this summer is owning, in certain ways, owning how we have our own biases against people who may appear different, people who may choose to love differently, people who may spend money differently. You know, when we look at them not with open eyes and of heart and spirit, but with who do they think they are kind of
right.
a thing.
Yeah, and it goes back to that judgment and that self-judgment, which is what we're all playing out. And so we're seeing our judgment in others, right?
Yep, no doubt. And I'll tell you, the thing that with the aspect of in July and August and part of September, Saturn going back into Scorpio for those 8-9 weeks, he's going to bring back up whatever we didn't finish in November, December of last year.
Oh,
and so, and because Scorpio is about how do we share resources on this planet? How do we trust ourselves, our highest selves enough not to control, not to manipulate negatively? Because when Scorpio is right, it's about creating win-win situations. It's about sharing the knowledge, sharing the power, and really trusting our inner authority to know how to discipline our emotions and to show up as a mature adult, not, you know, in for the instant short-term gratification of getting over on others. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, we got 3 minutes left in the show, but one of the things that I always say in my workshops is everything that appears negative is always a shortcut. Because it's usually in the negative, what we appear to be negative is where we, you know, get slapped in the face and look up and take stock and become aware of who we are and what we're doing. And then, and it's in that moment we can speak our truth and move in the direction of the joy. And so, you know, whatever's going on the planet is a reflection of what's going on within each individual person. And as we begin to look within and stop blaming without, then that's when I feel like things are going to shift even faster. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's awesome to have, you know, you out here doing the work that you're doing. And, you know, so many of us are starting to really move into divine purpose as teachers and, you know, facilitators and practitioners and guidance, basically, to, you know, help the ones who are just kind of awakening and moving into those bigger questions that we love when, you know, that we're here to help them answer. So anything you want to end off with? We got about a minute left, Quan.
I would just say that it's important that everyone take the time to find out what their joy is. And with the planet of joy in June 6th, 7th, going into Leo for a four-month sojourn, Venus is going to give us this time to really understand joy and pleasure and how we can share our highest and authentic selves with each other from our hearts. Mm-hmm. And I just want to consistently be a witness to the expansive changes that are destined to occur for all of us.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Quan, for being on the show.
You're welcome.
I'll probably be calling you for lunch, you know. So,
All right.
Take care, everybody. Go ahead and check out his website. Our phone number is 913-387-4631, and we are at transcendencekc.com. Look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, can be heard live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We hope you'll join host Jessica Ahlstrom for another enlightening show.